there.
You recording over here?
I'm getting a reminder that the Historical Society meetings at 10:30, so
yeah, if you want to speak.
The Taney County Commission project design consultant agreement regarding the east-west corridor or the Tiger Grant situation that was discussed a couple of days ago. I was reviewing the contract, and there were some changes that needed to be made, namely, the duties of the county commission to provide documents was shortened quite a bit. It was a page long, and now it's two paragraphs, because a lot of the information that was to be provided was not...
It was boilerplate that MoDOT provides that you can provide.
So now it's down to just two items. And I think the price changed by $5,000. Unfortunately, it went up. It was the same price. It was just misstated in the original agreement.
It was originally, the original agreement said $545,000.
It goes back to the original amount of $450,000. I mean, round numbers.
Right.
The amount didn't change. It was just the wrong amount stated in the contract. And there are minor changes, and then I added an addendum. And here, why don't I give a copy to each of you?
Are you good with it?
I'm good with it.
Really important part.
The last two pages is the addendum. Actually, it's one page.
Give us a summary of the addendum, please.
Okay. The addendum has basically three provisions. It's what you discussed the other day about the September 15th deadline being met and a not to exceed price for that time. $50,000 is the not to exceed. Basically, I put in a no notice required. The original contract required a notice of 15 or 30 days, and this one says basically all you have to do is fax a notice that you're terminating the contract. If you terminate it by the 18th of September, 1 minute before midnight, you can just terminate it. And we added 3 days to allow you to terminate. So after the application is ready on the 15th, you can decide whether you want to go forward. You have an extra 3 days. It's a Friday. The 15th is a Tuesday. We need to have the girls upstairs, the ladies upstairs, note that on the calendar. Frank pointed that out so that we don't get past September 15th or September 18th. It's an important date. And you can calculate whether you want to go forward with the rest of the contract or not. But they have to meet the deadline of the 15th or they don't get paid at all for the application. There's not more than $50,000 to be paid. And I talked about the scope of services, and that's basically what they have to do is have a complete application ready to go and to be submitted. And that's all that's in it. But it limits your liability to $50,000 as long as you cancel the contract by the 18th at 11:59 p.m.
And Bob,
go ahead.
The discussion we had about the former engineer that did some alignment work and everything,
right.
Did you go ahead and check that out?
No, I haven't checked it out.
I was going to visit with Chuck a little bit about that. We have we had a discussion, and it is in the contract. I'm sure that we were able to terminate and that their material was owned by the Taney County.
This morning I raised the issue of the contract with EFK Mullen that we were working on the East-West Corridor Road with. I believe it was about an $800,000 contract or more, and it was suspended at one point. I think we only paid about $100,000. But my question was, if we're starting back up with an East-West Corridor Road contract, do we have any obligations under that original contract to go forward with them rather than with Great River,
right.
And that it would be nice to review that as well.
Have you been able to find that contract?
I don't know where that contract might be.
Hopefully, the county clerk would have that, because it would be a contract, correct?
I know well that it was discussed.
I mean, the application is still an application. They're not actually re-engineering the entire road, like. So I think this process. Don't you feel like this is fine?
This is a process.
This is specific to Tiger Grant? This is an application, basically.
Right.
And work related to it versus the preliminary engineering drawings, which we haven't agreed to.
Right.
And what do you think?
Well, you are agreeing to in this contract, right? But what you're saying is you can terminate it by the 18th, and I guess no harm, no foul if you can terminate it, and then, but
not to exceed $50,000 at this point, correct?
At this point, until the 18th, if you terminate, you can get out of this thing for $50,000 or less. But after the 18th, if you're still going forward, the full amount of this contract, which is significantly less than the EFK Moen contract. And again, I have not looked at the EFK Moen contract. I thought of that issue and raised it. I don't think it's an issue, but we
have an ability to terminate any time on or before the 18th of September.
On this one?
Yes.
Do you want me to go and look
no,
at the
no,
other?
No, I'm just trying to think.
Doesn't have anything to do with that.
Really, if we have an opportunity to stop it, if we find we have some litigation issues.
All right.
I don't intend to vote for it.
Right.
But Bob's question, y'all want to go ahead and vote, let's go ahead and vote on this, but throw a contingent for him to check it to see that we're not... I don't know how you'd say it, overlapping or something.
Is that probably the best way to do it? We have a motion on the floor, and so we've got to...
If it's not necessary, Bob, I don't want you to go through something else.
Well, I think it would be a good idea to check that other contract. However, I don't want to hold things up either, so I'm fine with you approving a contingent upon there not being a problem with the EFK Moen contract. And having these gentlemen sign it, and you sign it a little later, I'll just go get a copy of the contract and start looking at it.
Yeah,
and guys, that's an hourly contract, so if for some reason you decide that you want to cancel or something like that, if we only have hours that we could have into that day.
Right, and I'm sure. I mean, there was a long discussion about who owned the preliminary, and in that discussion with EFK Moen, that all these things were covered, and so I feel comfortable with going ahead, and I don't care if you check on it.
I mean, we can stop it. Part of the contract, yeah. We can just stop it. So
I remember like you do. I think we've checked that somewhere down the line when we stopped that. I think we kind of got burned on something before we were prepared for that when we went into it.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a problem there. But if you want to check it, whatever.
Is there some reason we need seven? Or we're not dealing with the state on this, are we?
We just need one and however many copies we can.
Okay, why don't we just have the top three signed? And,
then do we need the motion that was tabled? It's just the approval, not to, basically the addendum is what the motion was. Do you want us to put something in there regarding EFK Moen?
No,
I don't think so either, because we have our basically escape clause in there.
All right, I'm still going to look at the EFK Moen.
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
So,
fine.
We can just vote then.
How about a motion?
It's
been tabled for Monday, so we just have to take it back but up.
Okay, it's a little different contract. Does that matter?
Why don't you just make that a new
make
motion?
Make a fresh motion, because this is $100,000 less, is what I heard. No?
Typo.
Oh, the 549 was a typo. Okay.
So I'll move that we agree to the project design consultation agreement regarding the Tiger Grant and East-West Corridor be awarded to Great River Engineering with the addendum and Per the contract. How's that?
Per the contract and addendum that is being presented.
Per the contract and the addendum that's being presented.
I'll second.
Ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to copy that and read it while you're taking care of other stuff.
Okay, now. We have...
What did we decide about signing? We signed it now then, I guess?
Right. But why don't you have them sign the three copies and then you can give them one after you sign it. I presume they're here to sign it.
Yeah. What, do we need to go ahead and have Rick and them sign it?
Why don't we sign it first?
I need their copy. We have two copies.
Here's, Danny's got one.
Yeah, sign that.
You got to throw me a pen from down there, or all the same color.
What are the odds of that?
No, I thought you were, though, but you did on that. Yeah. Yeah. Oops.
Bob's going to come back to that.
Okay.
So what we have next is, and basically right now or the next 2 minutes,
executive session
for personnel, which we have multiple discussions.
Okay, we've got multiple personnel discussions.
Right.
So what we need to do, I guess, is why don't we were 2 minutes prior, why don't we take in Frank's first? And then we'll come right back to...
Because we can just turn off. He can just come up here and tell us what's going on. We can
yeah.
turn off the mic. So let me just do this. Motion going to executive personnel.
Okay.
Second.
Aye.
Chuck, aye.
Jim, aye.
Danny, aye.
You kill everything there, Jim. And then you just walk up here, Frank, and tell us. Here you go, Donnie.